Welcome to the Elks Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are diving into Isaiah Likely. He is a tight end out of Coastal Carolina, the NFL pipeline that is Coastal Carolina. He was very productive in college. We'll just put it that way. Very good in terms of some of the stuff that he did and was when you... was good early as well, right? Was good career yards per route run, 2.42. That's 93rd percentile. Targeted on 21.8% of his career route, 78th percentile. So again, you see that good spread there. Percentage of his targets that were contested was 23.8. It's a little on the low side there at 22 percentile. Broke a tackle once every 5.1. receptions. So some good stuff there. Yards per team passing attempt actually ranked 82nd percentile in yards per team passing attempt with 1.83. I think he's interesting from a production profile perspective. However, you do have some concerns. What are the concerns? Well, a couple of easy, straightforward ones. Low level of competition. He's undersized. So he's 6'4", 238, ran 4.8. So that's not ideal. That is a height adjusted speed score of 95.2. That's 24th percentile. So already some questions there about the long speed. However, vert, 36 inches, that's 82nd percentile. Broad jump, 124, that's 93rd percentile. Struggled in the agility stuff, short shuttle, 4.57, that's 10th percentile. 7.33, three cone, that is 28th percentile. When you watch him on tape, he's moved all over the place. So he plays inline, he plays slot, does play some outside. Again, it's lower competition. I think you watch him and you see him run away from linebackers. You see him do some stuff stretching the field. He's a big play waiting to happen. However, a lot of the stuff is schemed up, right? There's, you know, he busted open like a 95-yard touchdown reception, and it was just a blown coverage, right? A lot of the stuff I would say with him is schemed up. When you do watch him on tape, he can move, right? And I like guys that can move, especially tight end that can get in and out of breaks, that don't look like they're kind of stumbling around. He's one that absolutely has that. And there's multiple of the scouting reports also indicated with him that the cut of his hips and his body, I don't even pretend to be able to get into the physiological stuff of this, but I sort of just, this is one of the parts of analytics I think is important. You just sort of take what people know about what's successful body type wise and just sort of incorporate that in the some of the stuff that we have. I just sort of trust the process on that, and you can see how people bend and the like. I don't know the difference, but people that really watch it and study it do. You know, people that are doing the scouting stuff, all complimentary of his movement and his ability to sort of maintain that. I think the general theme with him is he needs to bulk up, and he's not going to be able to, as a blocker right now, handle himself at the next level. He's already attempting to put on some weight, so we like to see that. He came in at 238 at the combine, 238 as pro day, and was actually a couple pounds heavier at the combine. So we'll see, where he falls. I think one of the concerns that I have with him is he's already falling into some of the draft pedigree. I thought he might rise a little bit. He's down to fifth in terms of expected draft position, already crossing the day into the day three Rubicon there. So don't necessarily love that. But he is, and he's falling relatively recently too. So kind of like in that late March, really since like he got a little bit of a bump after the Senior Bowl into like higher into the third round. And since then he's really fallen off. So not great there, probably an indication of some concerns about the combine stuff, and some of the testing stuff as well. So I don't necessarily love the direction that he's heading. However, do remember when you are at, when you're looking day two to day three, round three and four are a blended tier. So I do think that's a hidden efficiency that we have. Again, do you want to get in a ton of those guys? I don't necessarily love getting in a ton of them just because they end up being roster cloggers. There was guys that we liked last year. Noah Gray, Hunter Long were both interesting. But the problem was is like at 28 man in safe leagues, like it's really, really tough to hold that. You know, and then that's going to be probably the problem with Likely. However, I play in a couple of leagues, 40 man, there's some taxi squad elements, it's tight end premium and the like. All of a sudden, you're in the business of a guy like Isaiah Likely because you can stash him. The worthwhileness of him is there in that format. So I do think there's a blend there. You know, would you rather cycle through six injury away guys at running back than hold Isaiah Likely to get if he gets a Noah Gray like year one workload? I mean, I think I'd rather cycle through the running back. So especially if he's going to be like fifth round or beyond, if he's third, fourth round, I think we'll have to wait and see and sort of evaluate how the board falls. But I think that's really the big thing that I'll have to worry about with him. Lance Zierlein, intangibles, profile and positional traits that make him project to the next level. So that's a positive. I think Zierlein is probably one of the higher guys on him. RSP, Matt Waldman, skilled enough receiver with lower body mobility to develop. His route running likely has the upside of a future matchup weapon who can win one-on-one provided his frame has room for additional development, and talked about that he does have some of the stuff that you would hope to see out of a guy that could potentially be an offensive leader. So I think everyone understands that this is probably a couple years off, and we'll see what his development looks like. There's some commentary that he's already started to redevelop his body a little bit. I would note basically from Senior Bowl kind of up to now in terms of like looking at pro day stuff, right in the same line in terms of weight. So I'm not sure how much I buy sort of that development stuff given where he's at. Like it looks more like it's probably some project with him, especially in the blocking front, to really be a contributor. Now the question that I have with that is, can he play in space? Can he do that stuff? You know, as like a slot receiving centric, kind of like a lesser version of Evan Ingram, right? We'll see. I think obviously the combine will have something to say about that. PFF has a good quote. Every year there is a move tight end who needs to put weight on to actually stick in the NFL. This year it's Isaiah Likely. Advanced route runner, speed to outrun linebackers, blocking just not ready. So, I mean, I think you sort of get the theme here. We'll see. Third, fourth round, interested beyond. He's going to be more of like a monitor guy. And almost you start looking a couple, you know, you start thinking about him like in the Dalton Schultz, okay, maybe in year two, year three type of breakout for him. Tyler Conklin, like that sort of career trajectory is kind of what you end up looking for. So, all right, well, that'll do it for this edition. And until next time, continue embracing the variance. We will talk again very soon.